welcome. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Beth Ellicott.
And you're listening to Fiber Talk, the midweek version of that show that we do twice a week for needlework artists.
Yes.
Let's see. Tonight we're going to have a stitch and chat. And then...
That'll be fun. I'd like to stitch.
Yeah.
If I get some stitching in.
Yeah. Natalie Dupuy will be with us on the 14th. I believe it's the 14th of December. And to talk about some of her work. So looking forward to that. And
are we going to get to see her suitcase?
Oh, that's right.
Are we going to see her
suitcase? That's what it was. Thank you. Yes, that's right. We're gonna look in Natalie's suitcase, her whip suitcase, on the 14th. So mark that down. That's right. I didn't make a note. So that's what I get for doing it off the cuff. But thank you. Yes, exactly. Yeah, we're going to look in Natalie's whip suitcase on the 14th. Now, for those who don't know, she posted a few weeks ago on Instagram that she has this old suitcase. And so I think it's her new policy. If it fits in the suitcase, it's a legitimate project. But if it won't fit in, she can't add anything till she gets one out of there.
See, and I told her she wanted to know if we had something similar. And I was like, yeah, my basement.
Right. Right. My whole room, my whole studio room. Yeah, it's similar. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It fits.
Yeah. Size is...
But very little overflow.
Yeah, right. See? See? Room to grow.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yep.
So somebody
mentioned... boys aren't here. They don't need their room.
No. Somebody mentioned on the Wednesday night show that, you know, it would be fun to look in Natalie's suitcase. So that's what we're going to do. She said, sure, I'll do it. Because she's fun. You know, why not? So,
sure.
Yeah. So that'll be on the 14th. So a bit of a change in the schedule. So we have this podcast and then the Stitch Hour tonight. And then we're not going to have a Wednesday podcast or a Stitch Hour October 26 or November 2. My life schedule is just not allowing that. So we're going to take a little break. So two Wednesdays we will not have a Stitch Hour or a Wednesday podcast, but we will have Sunday podcasts. That will go on uninterrupted. That will go on not interrupted. That's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those will go uninterrupted. We've been scheduled recording those, so we have those well in. So the next one, the next Wednesday podcast, and the next Stitch Hour will be November 9. So there will but there will be a Sunday show on the 30th. The podcast on the 30th. So essentially a 2 week break. Magazine jobs gotten in the way, and you know other things. So
it'll all work out.
Yep. Well, it's gonna have to, because that's the way it's gotta be.
Yep.
So
yep, it's gotta be. And so this Sunday, who's our guest?
Rita Gaspar. Now that's the American pronunciation of her name, Gaspar, and she trained us. She's from Portugal, and in the podcast, she taught us how to say her name, and I certainly butchered it, and I think you were right with me there.
Yes, I was very good at butchering it with you.
Right, and then we learned the word embroidery in Portuguese, and that wasn't pretty.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, it was funny. You say it, and then I'll tell you you're wrong. Mm-hmm. Rita was fantastic. We had such a great time with her. She does portraits.
And they're fantastic.
I don't know how she does them.
No.
It's amazing. It's thread painting, but for the most part, she uses like all six strands, like as it comes off the skein of DMC or anchor or whatever. And it's cool. And that she uses big hoops too.
Yeah. And how she holds them. I think that's interesting.
Right. So,
yeah,
we had such a great time with her.
She was fun.
She was fun.
Yeah.
So that Rita Gaspar from Portugal will be with us on Sunday. And then we'll have a little time off. And then the following Sunday, which will be the 30th, then that will be Anna Crutchley, and she makes tassels and cords. And she makes tassels and cords like, yeah, you haven't seen tassels and cords like Anna Crutchley makes. Wow.
Right, right. Always learning something in this.
Yeah. And then you can buy the, how many hooks does she have on the thing she sells to make cords?
Four?
Yeah.
It's a four cord tassel maker.
Right.
So not like the Kreinek one that has the one hook. This is a four hook.
Right. You don't just wrap around a couple of strands of DMC for her cords. Her cords are fancy. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Yep. So Rita Gaspar on Sunday and then Anna Crutchley on October 30. That's our lineup. And then I don't know what it'll be the first Sunday in November. Haven't got it recorded, but haven't got it. Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Yep. So that's our lineup coming up. So a couple Wednesdays off. Sorry, but, you know, life. Yeah. Do continue to participate in the Mystery in Saint-Tropez project. And we have the website or the Facebook group there. People joining, still joining. And as we said before, join. Even if you're not doing the project, you'll learn things. But, yeah, a lot of amazing work going on in that group. So pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is. It's inspiring. Mine is waiting for me. I haven't touched it since we last had a stitch together. Maybe I should try for tonight. Maybe I should pull that out and work on it tonight. Make it that my goal.
Yeah. I think I should do that
too. I'm struggling with it.
Yeah, because we're recording on Monday night. So when we get done here, I'm going to fire up the football game. And I think I probably should get that out and start working on it because I haven't worked on it in a long time.
Yeah.
Not sure why. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know, because I was all charged up, and I started working on it right away, but I've just hit a lull here. Well, time. Okay, time.
Time. You have an excuse of time. Mine, I walk in. It's actually in the boys' room in the overflow, and I look at it, and I think, I should work on that. And then I walk out and go pick up my cross stitch. And I think I know what the problem is. It's the colors. I'm not an orange person.
Oh.
So I'm like, and I took a black and white photo of it, and it was poor quality, but I could tell I don't have enough contrast in my center.
Oh.
So now it's like, well, now what?
Yeah.
Actually, I think I know what I'm going to do, but still.
Yeah. See, but that's interesting because you said to Kathy Ray, and this project is sponsored by Needle in a Haystack, and you can still get the chart from Gay Ann Rogers at gayannrogers.com, and Kathy Ray still has the kits, the thread kits available. So just contact her at Needle in a Haystack, and she'll fix you up. But see, you took the one, you said to Kathy, I want the color combination that sells the least.
Right.
And I thought that was a brave move. And here you are.
Maybe it was a crazy move. Well, I know I have threads so that I can change it. And I think what I need to do is work through this. Because I don't hate orange. I actually have some things stitched that I've stitched in orange. But it's like, okay, I know something's wrong. And I think that's why I'm hitting this, I don't really like this. It looks like something's wrong. So taking the black and white photo did help because it made me realize that it doesn't have enough dark value in it. Okay. Actually, there's no dark.
Yeah.
So I think I know what I'm going to do and see if that works and move from there. But yeah, we can play. Maybe we should just play with that on Wednesday night. That would be a good exercise.
But see, that's an interesting thing. Because, like, I worked on it there for quite a bit. And then I got to a point where I was testing the threads that tie the long stitches in the center. And I did the experimenting, and I didn't come up with an immediate solution. And so then it gets set aside, and I'll admit, time is quite limited. But I wonder sometimes if you're trying to fit stuff like that in, if it's a project where, because, you know, we talked about last week, we talked about, you know, getting a few stitches in here or there, and I talked about having that project and then setting up just a simple cross-stitch project that I could just stitch on any time. And I've thought about that quite a bit. And, of course, I haven't had time to do that. But I thought about that, and I thought, okay, fitting in a few stitches every now and then, okay, that works for a cross-stitch piece or a counted canvas piece, or if you're filling in an area on a painted canvas, you know, that works. But if it's something where you're deciding on colors and threads, to me, I need to be able to sit down and have a block of time where I can think about that.
Right. And not only have a block of time to think about it, because I've had blocks of time, but the energy, you know, without other things, we can really concentrate on it. That's why I haven't worked on my son's lizard canvas, because I have to think about how I'm going to do the rough. I have an idea.
Right.
But to execute it, it's just like, oh, that takes up too much brain space energy. And I just don't have it right now. So I'm just happily making little X's on a cross stitch. And that's okay, because it is a hobby. You know, it is something we're supposed to do because we enjoy it. And I find that doing the little bit of cross stitching at night calms me down, lets me go to sleep at night. You know, it does all the things it's supposed to do. So it hits all those boxes. And I'm like, I'll be ready to work on that stuff eventually. But, you know, right now, I need to make little X's. Yeah. I'm making little X's right now.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But that is the kind of thing where you can just have it set up and just go over and do a few stitches and then move, you know, go on with your day.
Right.
Yeah, I'm bogged down in the Saint-Tropez thing. And we're recording. We talk about tonight as Wednesday, but we're recording this on Monday because there's no way we recorded on Wednesday ever. So we're recording on Monday night. And you wrote to me, we were having an exchange yesterday on Sunday. And Sunday night you wrote to me, you know, are you stitching? And believe me, I had planned Sunday to stitch. I really did. And I slept in, you know, horror of horrors. I slept in. Marga made breakfast. Then I had to do some minor plumbing. That had to get done. And then I went for a bike ride. Oh, I almost screwed that up. I went for a bike ride. It was a perfect day. It was the weather, everything was just perfect. And I got out in the country, and our daughter Sarah, she plays in an amazing symphonic band at local community college, and she had a concert at 3 o'clock. I got out at the furthest point, and I thought, whoops, what time is it? It was 1 o'clock.
Oh, no.
It was 1 o'clock, and if I took the route home that I was planning, it was going to be another hour and a half. My heart jumped. I turned right, and I took every shortcut I could find to get back home. I made it home by 2:15. Obviously have to shower. 2:15 in the shower. We were in the car by 2:35, and we were there for the first note.
A couple times during the show,
my legs, you know, you're just sitting there still. My legs were cramping up a little bit and like, oh, I'm paying the price for this. And we had dinner with Sarah's family and then came back home. Oh, and then I had to do some editing. And then you sent, are you stitching? It's like, no, no, I can't.
No. Not tonight.
I can sit here with my feet up. That's what I can pull off tonight, you know.
Yeah, I can understand why you couldn't stitch, you know, and I think, you know, sometimes life is just too busy. You just there is no time and no energy to do it. And
right.
It's just how it is. It's just how it is. But if you I think you would find it nice if you did have one of your projects set up just so that you could take a few stitches on it.
Yep. No, eventually. I'm definitely going to do that because I have the room. I have the facility here. I need to just be able to at least do that much because I do miss it, you know, but I just, last night, oh, geez, no, Beth. The first five stitches I'd have to tear out. It wouldn't be worth it, you know.
Right. No.
Nope.
That's what happens. Yeah. It's just life. It's just how life is.
We are doing serious talk and planning for the some kind of a weekend get-together in the spring, Fiber Talk weekend get-together. If you have ideas, things you'd like to see or do, fire them at me, Gary@WeTalkFiber.com. Can't guarantee we'll use your idea, but sure would like to have some suggestions. So fire them at us. It'll be in St. Louis. And we're just now trying to get pieces together so we can kind of form a plan. But I think we're going to put it together and make it happen. So if you have ideas, and then I can't thank people enough. We really have had a good run lately of suggestions for Sunday guests, and got a couple, three more this week. And really appreciate folks when you have an exchange or an experience with somebody you think is really good, send it off to me. We'll see if we can get them. Understand about 2 out of every 10 actually end up being a show, but really appreciate that. It's always a big help, and lately we've really hit kind of a really good vein of excellent guests. Like last Sunday, Ruth Norbury. If you haven't listened to that show and looked at her artwork, holy smokes!
I had a whole discussion with some of my friends who really aren't stitchers. I said, "Oh, you guys need to go listen to this one," and I got a lot of, "Yeah, that was fantastic." So, interesting lady.
Yep.
Again,
For those of you who just listen to the podcast, which is the vast majority of people, just listen on your podcast app. On the WeTalkFiber.com page for the Ruth Norbury thing, I put up a slideshow of her work, so you can go see it there. You can go see it at her website, too, but anyway, it's there. That was special, really something. So, and then we're recording this Monday, and tomorrow, Tuesday, October 18, Marga and I are traveling to Paducah, Kentucky. Leslie Rinchen Wamgo is doing her Threads of Awakening talk at the Quilt Museum. So,
I look forward to your impression of the Quilt Museum and seeing her live. I'm excited about that. We'll have to talk about it on Wednesday.
Yeah, the Wednesday when we get back. Yep. Wednesday night we can talk about it. That's right. Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
I'm hoping she has some Tonkas with her that, you know, we can see, like, the real deal, or, you know, pieces even would be great. I'm not a quilter and don't have a great deal of interest, but I have had so many people tell me that museum is amazing that I'm looking forward to it.
And I think you should look more for patterns and color. That's how do people use color in their quilt? That's what I always look at when I go to quilt shows, because I'm not really much of a quilter, but I just always find it fascinating. You know, how do they put it together? How did they do that?
Yeah. Yep.
It'll be
interesting to see. And you're right. So I will do some pictures. I'll do a post or two on Instagram. And then at the Stitch Hour Wednesday night, we'll talk about it. You bet. Yep.
Excellent.
Hey, I hear, you know, I just had a thought.
We talked
about... Go ahead.
What? Well, I was going to ask you about the virtual lectures. What were you going to talk about?
But I just had an idea, because we can hear little snippets of Max playing guitar in the background, which don't let it... That's okay. No big deal. But... I just thought, I wonder if Max would record a guitar music intro for the Fiber Talk podcast.
I can ask.
Yeah, ask him. That would be cool. Yeah.
I'll have to ask.
Just need like 15 seconds.
All right.
I just had that thought. Got to throw it in. Yeah. Guitar Max.
I'll ask him.
Yeah.
Guitar Max.
Yep. See if he'll do that. Okay. EGA virtual lectures. Go.
Well, I'm just, someone sent a note. Donna LaBranche.
Yep.
And she said that it's, they're changing it next year in 2023 to 500 participants, yep. But that it's going to cost $5 a time. And I think that's great. If they charge us $5, I'm in, because there's just no way in my guild you could get that many lectures in and at the quality of the lecturers that we get through EGA. Yep. And so I'm excited. I think that's a great idea.
Oh, I'm pumped up, because it's been 200, right? It's free, but 200. And so it's a complete lottery. And
no.
100?
It's only 100.
100. Yep.
It's only 100.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been a lottery, and what you got in last month or this month, and it completely fell off my table because I didn't get in for a couple, 3 months. And so to go to 500, I'll pay $5. Matter of fact, I'll cut them a check for $60 for the year if they'll guarantee I'm in every time. Because their stuff is good. I mean, they've gotten some really good talks.
Right. So, the last one was Catherine Jordan. They had Margaret Kinsey. Who was the other one that I had? Well, Kathy Andrews gave a talk.
Yep.
I'm Diane Herman.
Yep.
It seems like she was one I heard. And then I don't know this person that they're getting next, but he's talking about stitching on clothing. Not hot couture, but the old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that. I can't remember his name, but I said, yes, send me a reminder. I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm always in for learning something.
So like stitching on things like jean jackets and stuff?
No. This is like old clothes. It looked like old, like 17th century clothes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. All right.
Like historical stuff.
I got to get a reminder. So, yeah.
Yes. Yes. You need to have them send you reminders so you remember to get into the lottery.
Yeah.
So you can get into the lecture.
Yep. So, yeah. So that's very cool.
You know, there's all sorts of, there's all sorts of people they can get for lectures. So, yeah, that, you know, if they raise it to 500 and they charge you something, that's not a big deal.
Nope. I'd send them $60 if I was guaranteed to be in 10 times,
Yeah. Great.
The ones I've listened to they're just top flight. They're really good. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yep.
I've enjoyed them all.
So thanks to Donna for letting us know.
Yeah,
so
that
starts in 2023. Yeah. And yet another reason to be an EGA member, sign up. And you think, and then it's local chapter meetings and all this stuff. Just be a member at large. Just be a member at large and you're a member of EGA. And, if you don't have a chapter in your area or you don't want to commit to once a month, don't do it,
Right. And then also, just so you know, that if you belong to a chapter, we have people that I don't think I've seen in years that just belong, so that way, if we have an event they want to attend, they have the opportunity. Why not? Or there's regions that have big region meetings that are available that have great classes, fantastic classes with fantastic teachers. And then it's less expensive than maybe going to national because it's more local for you.
Yeah, right.
I highly recommend. I've been a member of EGA since 1990.
Look at you.
It's a long time.
Holy smokes.
I know.
And if you want to join a chapter, Beth's chapter. because they're always doing stuff. And best the program chairman. What next goal? You're president now and program chairman the next time around. Oh man, all kinds of cool stuff going to be happening.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. We're already planning. We're planning.
Yep. No, Beth's got active program going. So join Beth's chapter. Yep. You can do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I have nothing better to. Yep. We'll take you.
Glad to have you. What is your chapter?
Always looking for my members. The Mississippi River Valley chapter of EGA.
That was creative. Since you live right across the street from the Mississippi, that was, you guys worked hard on that name.
Yes. Huh? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't name it. It's been the chapter for quite a while. I think 45 years, actually.
No, really?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's, and it's both Illinois and Iowa. So we get people from both sides of the river joining our events. So,
wow, that's got to be.
In fact, we just.
Is that one of the older ones?
It's a nice. I'm not sure. I guess so. We probably are.
Yeah.
Right up there.
Yeah. Wow. 90?
We taught at the 90.
So that's 32 years, right? Yeah.
Well, that's when I joined in 1990, but this guild is 45 years old.
Right. Yeah, said 45. So you've got to be one of the older ones.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look at you. Yep. So join that. So join that chapter.
Yeah. Because we're going to be having fun. We're having workshops coming up next year. A lot of great workshops next year.
Yep.
So, well, at least two. That's the plan. Anyway, going to get me in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it. Yeah. Having success too. And it's fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So there you go. Join the EGA. Get in on these virtual lectures. They're worth it. And now with 500 participants each time in 2023, I mean, $5. Come on. That's worth it because every one of them has just been the guests are just terrific. So like Kathy Andrews. Yeah, I'll pay $5 to listen to Kathy Andrews any day of the week. Yep.
Definitely.
Okay, so what are you stitching for the holidays? Do you do a Christmas stitch? Do you have a project for the holidays that you do, or is that not something you're into?
Yes, I do. In fact, I have. In fact, you just reminded me. I have my Janet Ziegler Casey. I think that's her name. I have one of her Santa ornaments that I started. That I thought, oh, I would have that finished by this year. I'm like, well, no. I got the face on. And there it sits in the basement. I have to pull that back up. But I also, I'm doing an ornament exchange with the Tudor Rose Sampler Guild.
Oh.
And it took me about a week to stitch something up, and I actually finished it myself. That's the scary part. You know, stitching isn't hard. I think it's getting something finished.
Yeah.
And so, but that was fun. I like doing those sort of things. I like doing holiday Christmas stitching. I do stitch for the holidays. Mm-hmm. So, and I do have, I think when I put up my Christmas tree, which will be at Thanksgiving, I will pull out a lavender and lace angel that I started and get stitching on it again. Because it's, for me, that's going to be my holiday stitch.
Yeah. I don't do that. But you just reminded me. I have those antique Santas that I started. They're in my travel bag. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it comes to a project that I can just put a few stitches in, I need to get that out and set. That's what I'm going to set up. All right, in honor of the upcoming holidays, that's what I'm going to set up is my antique Santas, and I'm going to start working on those. And that also reminds me, Natalie Dupuy was looking for antique Santas that she might do as ornuet, and I was going to send her pictures, so I got to do that too. Yep, there it is. You just did it for me right there. Mm-hmm.
See, there you go. There you go. Yeah. And I think it's nice to have something you stitch for seasons. I don't do a whole lot of it. I do tend to do Christmas. I do fall things, but you know, I don't do a lot of spring or summer or patriotic, not too much, yeah. But yeah, definitely Christmas. Christmas things call me and I'm like, oh yeah, I could start that.
Yeah. Well, that just,
oh, look at that pretty shiny object.
Yeah. Yeah. Squirrel. Squirrel.
Squirrel.
No, you just reminded me. All right. That solves that little thing. I'm going to get that sucker out and start, cause I was cooking right along on that. And that's one of those old cross stitch charts that has quarter and half stitches in it and all that stuff. And
yeah,
I'm doing it mm-hmm. over one and it's ridiculous, but it's really cool. So yep, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Bring it out. It out and work on it. It kind of gets you into the holiday spirit too, I think sometimes work on something like that.
Yeah.
Bright colors. No, I guess not. Bah,
sorry. Sorry. Other than the church part, I'm sorry. I just grow weary of all that, you know. That's why I've always said, you know, of course, I mean, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Christmas and Easter, you know, I mean, they're obviously special. But when it comes to just being right. humans on earth holidays, Thanksgiving has always been my favorite. Because there's no trappings at all. You know, it's a 4-day weekend, there are no trappings. And you just get together with family and have a good meal and spend an afternoon, evening together and go home. Mm-hmm. You know, there's no gift mm-hmm. obligations. There's no blah, blah, blah. There's no decorating you got to do right. to outdo your neighbor. None of that stuff. And I've always liked right. Thanksgiving. It's just simple. And
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah. It, you know, and I always liked it, but when I first moved to Illinois from Michigan after college, I met Marga. Yeah, all right, I'm sharing more of my personal life than I ever care to share. But I met Marga in August because we taught at the same middle school, my first job, and she'd been there a couple, 3 years. And so I met her in August when I started my job, you know, scared out of my mind teaching sixth grade science. And by the next August, we were married. So how's that? 45 years later, or 44, sorry, 44 years later.
Congrats.
Yeah. But, the first, we were not, it was that first Thanksgiving and, it was not practical for me to drive home. And so she invited me to her family Thanksgiving. And you talk about Americana. Her aunt and uncle lived on the family farm. Well, he was a farmer, dairy farmer and grain and stuff that her grandfather started when he came over after he came over from Germany as a kid. He came over to get his parents sent him over to get him away from the war, and then he had a farm and built a life as a farmer. And then her aunt and uncle took over. So my first Illinois Thanksgiving was in November on a family farm in the country, nothing but corn and soybean fields anywhere, with a family in an old farmhouse mm-hmm. around a great big old table. It was just the coolest thing. I'll never forget that. It was just so cool because it was, to me, it was, yeah, this is Thanksgiving. This is the way it's supposed to be, you know? Yeah, it was cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And there's something about, you know, it for me, you know, getting together with family on Thanksgiving. And I don't know, when I was in college, we would watch the football games at my grandmother's house because I had an aunt that was football crazy. But there is something, you're right. It's just simple. And it, you know, it was my Mexican grandmother. So you had the turkey and the rolls and all the other stuff. But you had homemade tortillas too with and tamales to go with your Thanksgiving meal because you know of course, but and maybe even beans too. Now that I think about it, it was just you know so, and then my husband's family, you know, it's very very traditional Thanksgiving meal: the turkey, the corn, it's just nice. My kids even said, yeah, they wanted to be home for that, but they can't this year. It's just too far for them to travel for the weekend. And yeah. that's what they're going to miss. It's just getting together with family and chatting over the table, eating food and catching up and, you know, yeah. all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's the best
There's
holiday.
Something about it.
Yep. And mm-hmm. Marga's family mm-hmm. doesn't have some crazy drunk uncle that ruins the day for everyone. So it was always just really nice, you know.
No. No drinking tortillas. Going on in either family.
Fresh tortillas.
I'm sorry.
Oh, this is not fair.
One of these days. I know. There's nothing like them.
No, there isn't. I don't care how many you buy in a store. There's nothing like right fresh. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yep.
All right. So it's getting to be winter time, and I'm trying to work with silk threads. And my hands are catching all the time.
Yep.
And I'm like, okay, so how much of this Cornhuskers am I supposed to drink?
Yep. I have already begun regular applications of the Cornhuskers. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's my thumbs that are the worst.
Really?
I'm sure it's because I'm sure it's because when I wash dishes, I don't, you know, everyone says, oh, you should be wearing gloves. I'm like, gloves? What are gloves, you know? But I'm thinking maybe when I wash the dishes, I should be wearing gloves because my thumbs, I mean, when I pull the thread through, all of a sudden, and it's good silk. It's not the silk's fault. The needles are good. I'll just touch it and it shreds. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Just frustrating.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, it's hard to, I mean, already, yeah, the other day my hands were just like sandpaper, and so out comes the Cornhuskers, because that's my favorite, is Cornhuskers. People will say, well, what do you use? And everybody has their favorite. I've tried a couple of those that are lotions just for stitching, you know, packaged for stitchers.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried a couple of them, and, you know, they work, but they don't last. Like, I feel like after a half an hour, I need to have another application. And Cornhuskers seems to work, and there's no oil or grease in it, so I don't have to worry about ruining threads. It's just, I buy, I don't know, whatever Amazon sells them in packages of 6 or 8 or something. I just buy them and have them here, yeah.
Well, and the other thing I do when they get, because my hands tend to be very dry, is I do like a sugar scrub at night. And like I'll do some sort of scrub on especially my thumbs if they're especially rough. Like if I've been, like right now I'm doing apples. I'm dehydrating apples and I'm using my thumb and it kind of gets a little nicked up. And I'm thinking, okay, I've got to go and make sure I rub that in. You know, smooth my hands a little bit and then really put a greasy lotion on my hands before I go to bed.
Do you wear gloves when you put lotion on and then wear gloves at night to keep that in there or no?
No, because I couldn't sleep if I had gloves on my hand.
Yeah,
but, I mean, I don't put a thick layer, but I put, yeah.
Because I've heard of that. That's one way to really get your hands soft.
Yeah,
I couldn't.
I can't sleep with. No, they'd be off. It'd be like throwing them, and be like, no, that would be like, why are these gloves hitting me in the middle of the night? Sorry, dear.
But now I've heard more than one person mention these sugar scrubs. So what is that?
I just find some and buy them. I try to find something that's not too scented because I have allergies. But it's just, I think it's just sugar and oil. I think you can make your own, but it's just sugar and oil and you rub it in your hands and then you put some soap in, you know, and wash your hands with it. And then it just takes off the rough bits. It's just like an abrasive.
So it's like a package of stuff you can buy, huh?
Right. Hmm. Right. I know Mary Kay makes one that I don't think it's sugar they put in theirs, but, I used to use theirs a lot because they had an unscented one and they had a whole hand manicure sort of thing. And when I was faithful in using, I mean, you know, I'm their product, it did make my hands soft.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one thing that works. Yeah. But the, like a sugar scrub, and I'm sure it's just sugar and oil, but I just buy one. I'm too lazy to make my own.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of work, but
buy it.
But yeah, I can imagine because you do a bunch of gardening and of course this time of year, canning and everything else, your hands must take a heck of a beating. And,
And the other day I did peppers. Someone gave us a whole bunch of peppers. And so I was chopping up hot peppers and that I should have wore gloves for, cause my hands burned. And I thought, oh, this is so painful. Why did I not? Cause you know, I had all those, you know, your hands are dry. And so the oils from the peppers went, oh yeah, that wasn't pretty.
Oops.
But we're over that now. Oops. Yeah. But yeah, so when I chop with my hands and yeah, then they have little nicks in them. And then it's hard because you want to go, you're like, okay, I'm done. I've finished all my work. I want to sit and stitch. And if you touch the silk, it just like shreds. So
Yeah. And silk literally would jump onto your hands. So it snags. I'm convinced of it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. And good silk. This is nice stuff. It's not, it is good quality silk, but it's like, yeah, it's my hands. It's my hands. So sad. So sad.
Yeah. Yeah. So sad. Yep. We're going to run out of time here pretty quick. We were talking before we started recording about a box you have that holds Rainbow Gallery cards, those goofy shaped cards, just right.
Yes. Right. And the box says it's, oh golly, what does it say it is? United Plastics. And it must have come as a 4-piece set because that's what it says on the little label on the front. And it's United Solutions. And maybe I'll send Gary the front of a picture of the front of it. But it holds, someone had given it to me. I was teaching for the guild. And it has little plastic boxes in it. And you put set them upright, the cards in an upright way. And so you can look at them. You can open the box and you can see the numbers and the colors. So they're not just all in a disarray.
Yeah.
Which is the bad thing about Rainbow Gallery. I mean, yeah, you can stick people like put a ring through them and hold them in the, because they have holes punched in them so you can ring them up. But then you still have to put them somewhere so they stay clean.
Right.
I mean, I don't just hang them.
Right.
So this is nice. This is a nice, and it's pretty tall. I think it's 7 inches tall. So it's a nice size. It's a nice size box. I don't know how many it holds. Yeah, it's 6-7 inches tall. Just getting my tape measure out. Being Gary today.
Always have a measuring tool available at all times. All times.
Yes. 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 Let's see. It holds, okay, 3, 6, 10 in a little box. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 16. About a room for 16 boxes.
So 160, boxes, so I can put in 160 skeins in one box?
Yeah, I guess, I think it depends on how thick the threads are. And I have in it some Mandarin Floss, Splendor, Subtlety, Elegance, Grandeur. Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like I'm missing one. But I think the lady who gave it to me, so some of you all will know who this person is. She liked purple, and it does. And I guess there is purple in here. So maybe she did give me her purple. So I don't know, because it looks like one box is missing. She was notorious for keeping her purple threads. She did not give those away. So if you're local, you know
that someone would be that addicted to a color that she'd want to hoard all of the. You know, all like if somebody were really addicted to a red,
all the,
you know,
Yeah. Who would be like that?
I don't know. I don't know that I've ever encountered anyone who would be, you know, weird. Yeah.
Be like that. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Strange. Maybe. And someone who likes blue, too, you know.
Yeah, I've no that that I've never come across. No. Yeah. I don't know. Weird.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, that's well, yeah, so send me a picture of that, and we'll see if we can find that, because I would not mind having a box that would properly hold Rainbow Gallery cards.
Yeah, and because these this is all just this like the Splendor, the Silk, pearls, and things. I'm thinking, yeah, I should find another one and put the, because I have my Rainbow Galleries in another box, but it's not as, it doesn't have these little blue things. These little blue boxes in it, and that's what I think makes it neat and tidy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll send you a picture.
Okay.
Because it'd be nice to have them, have another one.
Yeah. Because my Rainbow Galleries are either in plastic bags or in a drawer just thrown in there. And so every time I want to see if I have a color or a thread, then you know, they have to come out. They're sorted by thread type, but still, they all got to come out and get laid on a table to see what I have. So to organize them would be fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And Rainbow Galleries has such a wide variety of thread types.
Yeah.
You know, it's and if you do any sort of needlepoint, and you do any sort of needlepoint where they put make kits, you have these bits left over. And it's like, okay, now what? Yeah. You know, it's more than I want to throw away.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
Yeah, if you do any nice number of counted canvas things, or really either painted or counted canvas, you'll acquire a decent little stash of Rainbow Gallery in a hurry. Yeah.
Right.
Half-used cards. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's we got to know that. Yep. Because that would be handy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have to look this up and see if we can find something.
Yep. Watch, they don't make them anymore.
Share that.
This be our luck.
I know. Yep. But maybe, wait a second, though. Maybe someone will say, oh, they don't make those, but here's a perfect solution for your Rainbow Gallery.
Yeah.
And they'll write to you and let us know.
That would be cool.
Which would be fantastic, too.
Somebody will have one at the Container Store that works. Yeah.
Yes.
But
do you have a Container Store close to you?
I'm sure we do, but I'd never actually go in it. To me, that's like going to IKEA or something like that. No. Mm-mm.
So did you send Marga? Is that what you do?
No, I'd probably just go to their website and order it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been in Container Stores a couple of times, like for college, and it's like, oh, just, yeah. It's one of those that I just can't deal with. It's like, Bath and Beyond is another one. Get me out of here. Yeah.
I wander through there and I think, why am I, because I needed something and someone told me they have it here, but you have to go in and look. And I'm like, oh, do I really?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I just generally hate shopping anyway, but it's like going to IKEA. Mm-hmm. Just, yeah, get me out of here. Yep.
Get me out of here.
Can't deal with it. Yep. So, okay, we'll figure out what that box is, and if other people have suggestions for how to comfortably hold cards of Rainbow Gallery threads, we would love to know, because we have a bunch of it that needs to get organized. Mm-hmm.
And yes.
I'm pretty sure we're not
absolutely
alone. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So we'll pass the information on to the rest of the peoples.
The peoples. Yes. All right. So that's going to be it. Join us tonight, 8:00 on the, for the Stitch Hour on the YouTube channel. And I will give a little report of my experience visiting the Quilt Museum in Paducah, Kentucky, and listening to Leslie Rinchen-Wamgo talk about Threads of Awakening. That's going to be cool. Road trip.
Yes.
Yep. I got to get my Santas out. Oh, that's a great idea. That was, you did it, Beth. You did it.
Yay.
Yep.
Yay. And we're going to pull out Mystery for tonight, hopefully.
Yes. And we'll have some giveaways. We'll have some giveaways. Mm-hmm.
Woohoo.
So many things.
All sorts of fun stuff.
Yep. Okay, that's it. Thanks for listening.